Our guest at the cafe this morning is the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. Good morning. Good
morning, John Mark. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. Kind of a busy week for you.
Do you remember years ago when they had the old black and white trailers going into, it's not really trailers, but the intros going into the movies, they would have the damsel laying on the track,
yeah.
And she's all wrapped up in rope, and the yeah. train's coming. Well, I feel like I'm the damsel. I'm not quite the blonde, but in the train coming down is the Bodark Bash.
Wow.
300 miles an hour, and I don't know whether to run or scream or jump on board, you know?
Well, it'll all be fine.
It always is,
and you'll get it together, I have no doubt. But it is the Bodark Bash. Bash week, and Friday and Saturday is the big annual event. This is what number of Bodark Bash is?
32.
And I see that it has kind of a Star Wars theme.
Star Wars, absolutely. And so, you know, Star Wars is pretty popular now. It's pretty popular all over the place. Our new T-shirts have got the Star Wars theme on them, the Death Star. And instead of the Bodark Apple this year, well, the Bodark Apple is being replaced by the Death Star. So it kind of looks like a Bodark Apple. So, you know, it's a futuristic Bodark Apple, if you will. But, it's a Star Wars theme, and we're encouraging people that are coming into the parade to do that as well, to decorate their floats like a Star Wars theme. And so it's coming along pretty good. We have our golf tournament that kicks off. But we start off with our golf tournament out at Sandhills this Friday morning. It's really going well. We have about 12 or 14 teams right now, and six-man teams, and got our sponsors done and all that. And so we're ready to go with our kickoff on Friday morning for that.
Anything different this year that you haven't done before?
Well, you know, we've been real judicious in the people that we bring in for our vendors. We want to make sure that we're not redundant on having too many of the same things. We've got over 100 vendors. I'm not sure where, you know, we're cutting it off today for the vendors. We've kind of extended it a little bit. We try to make it that, you know, we don't have two or three people selling Scentsy and two or three people doing Avon and two or three people. Yeah. So and it makes it fair for everybody. And we've cut back on our food vendors as well. We've got about 12 food vendors, but we have from Polynesian food to kettle corn to, you know, funnel cakes to corny dogs and hand dip corny dogs, by the way, homemade ice cream, shaved ice. You know, we've got some really, really cool things that are going to be there this year. And we're pretty full. CLI, by the way, CLI is doing their barbecue sandwiches on Friday night, and Washington Street will be one way going in from West Side Barbershop out through towards Bonham Street. And but we have some really great bands that are going to be there Friday.
CLI, by the way, CLI is Commerce Leadership Institute.
Right, right. And we have some great bands that are going to be there Friday night as well. And you know, on Saturday, you know, of course, Saturday morning we start off with a 5K run. It's Hunt Regional Healthcare does a 5K run Saturday morning, and then the pancake breakfast. The Masonic Lodge is putting on the pancake breakfast, and we have the parade at 10, and then we'll do some awards. We have a proclamation from the governor and the mayor and all that at about 11, and then the bash kicks off, and we've got some great bands. I'll tell you what, one of the guys that's really going to be a crowd pleaser this year is Zane Williams, is our headliner.
Yeah.
And leading in for him is Nevermind, and they're always good. Bad Moon Rising before that, and then one of the guys that were really the hit, I guess, of the 4th of July was Twisted Whiskey, and is going to be there. Of course, the Dixieland Band is going to be there, Panimation, all the regulars as well. There's a lot of fraternities and sororities that are helping us out with volunteering,
yeah,
and that's really a cool thing.
You said you had maybe 70 or so mostly high school and college students who have volunteered.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's really a cool thing this year for us to do that. We've always had some help, and this year we have National Honor Society from the high school, and they helped us last year, and those kids are amazing. For high schoolers, mature, and,
sure.
and they are well-behaved, and they work. They're really, really, really earnest, and they want to help. The University Athletic Department is helping us. The University university is helping, the Alumni Association.
Well, you can exhale next week.
I get wound up. I'm sorry.
It's okay. And you're going deer hunting, is it, next week?
No, that's my only time to get away so I don't have to go talk.
Right.
Talk to the deer.
Right. Paul, it'll be a great day, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, John Mark.
Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.